The State Capitol Museum in Olympia has been dying a slow death. The 92-year-old mansion that houses the museum has been closed for renovations, but House Democrats did not include funding for the museum project in their budget proposal, and without funding, the museum will never reopen. But will it be missed if it does close for good? Knute Berger thinks so. He's the Mossback at Crosscut and a Northwest history expert. He told Ross Reynolds he can remember visiting the museum when he went on school field trips.
You would see not dioramas, but little recreations of scenes in Olympia. And it was a way to kind of learn about why was Olympia the capital? Where did that come from? And also the pioneer history of that part of Puget Sound, which is very significant. That's where we started.
What's your favorite part of it?
You know, my favorite part of it is actually probably everyone's favorite part. It's the mansion itself. It's called the Lord Mansion. Lord was a banker. The mansion was donated to the state by his widow for use as a museum. That was the suggested use. And in 1942, it opened its doors. And I think there was recognition that Washington was developing a heritage, you know, even back in the 1940s, people had a strong sense of history and wanted to share that history.
Well, apparently some lawmakers think it costs too much to maintain this museum, which has been closed, so it'll take some maintenance to reopen it again. So you got to ask, what's unique about the State Capitol Museum? We have a Washington State History Museum. We have a lot of smaller museums in counties and cities. What's special about this one?
Well, part of it's the location. Part of it is having a museum in the state capitol, which is where people from all over the state come, with the express purpose often of learning about state government, you know, school groups from all over. The History Museum was a place where they helped organize annual History Day. It's just kind of the center of heritage that reflects kind of the whole state. I've been there for meetings. I've spoken there once or twice. You know, it's very familiar to me. If people haven't been there, it's a little like maybe the Stimson Green Mansion. I mean, it's a beautiful historic home. It has very lovely grounds. It has a carriage house that's used for events and talks and that kind of thing. It's very close to the campus. And so when people go to the Capitol building, they can kind of learn some of the political history of Olympia. But the Capitol Museum kind of broadened that out. Now, they've been extracting the exhibits there over the years. So it's really less of a museum, and they call it, it's kind of a museum and outreach center is what they call so.
Now, there have been threats to other museums in the past, to the State History Museum, to a museum in Spokane, and I think they've basically been turned back. What's been the result of this proposal to close the State History Museum in Olympia?
Well, it's not the first time it's been proposed. It was proposed back in 2010, I know for sure. So it's been discussed for a while. But of course, back then, Christine Gregoire's budget called for closing, at least temporarily, both the State Historical Society Museum in Tacoma and the Eastern Washington Museum as well. So these threats have come up. And really, since the recession, heritage has been really under attack, partly because they're weak agencies. They're vulnerable. They don't have the clout of some of the larger groups. And if you see the erosion that's taking place in other kind of educational and heritage-related institutions, it's really shocking. And the Republicans have proposed massive budget cuts to the Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation. The State Library, which is part of the Secretary of State's office now, it looks like they're going to kind of maintain a low level of existence budget, but their budget's been cut by 40% since 2001.
Well, it's interesting. This proposal to close the State History Museum is from the Democrats, but it sounds as though this effort, which you see as undermining a look at our past, is bipartisan.
Well, it is. I think they're making these kinds of expedient, if really unsustainable, decisions to try and accomplish policy goals that just aren't achievable. I think you have to spend more money to pay for education. And I think we risk what I call civic dementia by eroding these agencies. They're nowhere near what they were. They're nowhere near what they should be.
What do we lose if we lose something like the State Capitol Museum?
Well, I think the main thing we lose is kind of access and a focal point. I think we lose access for the people who come to the Capitol who want to learn about state history and want to learn about it and get a full picture, not just the politicians, but how people lived and hear speakers. And historical groups can use a place like that as a kind of base of operations for outreach to the public. I think those are incredibly important. It's incredibly important in Olympia where the laws are made.
Knute Berger's the Mossback for Crosscut, and he's a regular on KUOW's Week in Review. He spoke to Ross Reynolds.